God bless America.
It's always really good. I mean, I came to CMA Fest as a tourist, as a visitor. I think I was maybe 14, somewhere around that age. And it's so much fun to have been on that side of it and then to now be on this side of it. And I don't know, it's just, you know, there's people everywhere and they're all just here to enjoy and have great music. And I mean, we're the only genre of music that does this for the fans, so it's really cool.
Oklahoma Station, please.
All right, we're from Oklahoma City. Can't wait to see you. Yeah. Two quick questions. Growing up on the farm, did you ever think that you would actually make it this far?
I mean, I really don't think anybody could have possibly predicted, and I'm such a thinker and a list maker and a planner that, I mean, that's just not, it's not real, right? That can never happen. Come on. Like, if I sell all my stuff and move to Nashville, like, nobody's going to look at me. So, you know, everything worked its way out, and I was basically, you know, told this is what you should be doing. So I guess fate just whacked me on the head and said, here you go. So I'm certainly grateful.
And how important are your Oklahoma roots?
I mean, my parents still live in Shakota, you know, so it's not just where I grew up. It's home still. Even though I live in Nashville and I live and I work here, that's still home.
Okay. Can you give us an update on the progress of the tour? I feel like we've been getting kind of sneak peeks of what may be to come, seeing you perform like on Idol with Blown Away and some of the special effects and stuff. Have you really been able to begin to flesh it out and come up with production and tricks and things?
Well, we've just kind of sat down actually this week, earlier this week, and saw, you know, like models and, you know, big storyboards and stuff like that. So now we're in the let's make it all happen phase. Definite a little bit more drama, just a little more, yeah, more drama. I definitely wanted to be bigger than my last tour, you know, because you always want to do something different and make it look and feel different. And we just kind of take people, I feel like, from everything we have so far, we're going to take people on this journey, and they can kind of get lost in another world for a little while.
Stephanie?
Carrie, what's the strangest thing you ever had to sign for a fan?
Signed a diaper once. It was not used. Thank God. I've signed body parts, but mostly any body parts. There was intoxicated people. It was just easier to sign. Instead of arguing with them, don't you have something else, like a piece of paper? Shoes, lots of shoes. Yeah, nothing too crazy, I think.
You're somewhat new to Twitter, and you already have hundreds of thousands of followers, but is there anyone that you follow or that you have to check in on?
I definitely keep up with, like, American Idol and couple of my other friends in the music business, Brad Paisley. I don't know. I'm still pretty new. I still need to go through and add more people to follow.
Did I see something recently that you shot the video for?
Perhaps. We're really lucky, you know, this time around, planning everything, and I had a little more time up front, so since I had that, it was kind of like, well, let's think about, you know, potential things that could happen, and let's really plan for them. So, you know, I'm lucky. I feel like we have several songs on this album that are great potential singles, so we kind of, you know, planned ahead. He was just fine. You know, you got to go with what you feel. And if he was feeling like he needed to hug Brad first, then, you know, I'm glad he went with his heart.
Joyce?
Joyce?
Yeah.
Can you tell us?
Being on the other side of that process as a writer with someone else cutting your song?
I mean, I'm honored and I'm flattered and so happy that she even recorded that and for that to be her next single. You know, obviously I'm very excited. I've been lucky enough to have cuts on other people's albums, but never a single. So, you know, as a writer, you go in and that's what you hope for. You hope you'll make something great. And I'm just so glad that song found a home with her, because I think she's perfect on it.
Young artists in Oklahoma who are wanting to be country music stars,
what advice
would you give them?
Well, my biggest thing, I think, is just to realize that it is possible. Because like I said before, you know, growing up, I mean, I'm from a small town, and I didn't have the first clue about how to make it, or what to do, or who to talk to, or how much I should practice, or what songs I should sing, or I had no idea. And we're lucky because we do have people, so many artists come from Oklahoma, Garth and Reba and Toby and, you know, Blake, and it's nice to see that there are people that, you know, do come from those small towns, and, you know, they can make it big and still remember where they're from as they move forward and start their careers. So I think that the biggest thing is just to realize that it is possible. Don't be like me and sit at home thinking, I can't do that. You know, who am I?
Can you talk about the fact you're going to be going over to the UK as a performer for the very first time? Can you talk about being able to expand your audience globally now?
Well, we've always talked about, you know, being able to take my music and country music outside of the U.S. It just seemed like a really great time, and I've been there before as a tourist, just having fun and seeing some place I've never seen before, and this will be the first time I go to the U.K. and actually perform a show, so I'm very excited, and you know, people seem to like it. There will be an audience in front of me. I know that there's going to be a lot of people that show up, so it's comforting and it's exciting to think that, you know, Maybe I could take it all there and see what happens.
Lydia?
Hello from your former other hometown in Ottawa.
Okay.
I was wondering what was going through your mind with Oprah walking in the door.
It was amazing. I mean, I've met Oprah a couple times and been on her turf before, but that was the first time that she'd ever, you know, been around my home or my people, my places. Of course, they were for hers first because she did live here first. But anyway, back to the story. It was really great for her to come and sit down and talk with us. And, you know, she's such a warm person and such a great interviewer and made us both feel very comfortable. And it was really cool. It's definitely something to check off the bucket list, you know?
Thank you.